federal sports betting tax debate. A 10% rate could yield $182 billion. Raising the federal sports betting tax to 10% could net roughly $182 billion over fiscal years 2027 to 2036, analysts say. Tax scenarios and revenue estimates. The debate over how to tax the booming U.S. sports betting market has moved to the center of fiscal conversations in Washington. Since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, PASPA, in 2018, states have legalized wagering, and the industry has grown from about $7 billion to an estimated $167 billion in annual handle. Under current federal rules, a tiny 0.25% excise levy applies to each wager, a rate that has not been updated in decades. Recent modeling by Budget Lab and other fiscal analysts has explored higher federal options. A 5% ad valorem tax on wagers is estimated to raise close to $100 billion over the next 10 years. A 10% rate, often discussed by some budget writers and lawmakers, would generate roughly $182 billion from fiscal years 2027 through 2036, according to the same projection, while potentially reducing the total number of bets placed by about 10%. Budget Lab's modeling also tested a per-bet fixed tax, 0.05 cents assessed on each wager. That approach, proponents say, would bring in a far smaller sum, about $1.3 billion over FY 2027 to 2036, but could alter better behavior differently than a percentage tax, because it imposes the same charge on small and large stakes alike. A percentage tax scales with the size of bets and is more effective at capturing revenue from the growing mobile market, said a Budget Lab economist. By contrast, a small fixed dollar fee generates limited revenue, but can be more regressive for casual, low-stakes players. Industry and regulatory response. Supporters of a higher federal tax argue it could quickly become one of the federal government's largest excise receipts, second only to the federal fuel tax, and provide funds for public priorities such as problem gambling programs, state aid, or deficit reduction. Some lawmakers have suggested earmarking proceeds to expand treatment and prevention services at the state and federal level. Opponents warn that a sharp federal increase could push bettors toward unregulated offshore sites and informal betting networks, undermining consumer protections and eroding state tax bases that currently rely on mobile wagering revenue. States such as New Jersey, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, which depend on sports betting income for budget items and gambling regulation costs, have signaled concern about any policy that might depress activity. An executive at a mid-sized sportsbook argued that too high a federal levy risks sending volume to unregulated markets and could hollow out state revenues that fund problem gambling programs and oversight. We need a balanced approach that protects consumers but preserves legal market liquidity. Complicating matters, a separate federal tax change taking effect in 2026 limits gamblers' ability to fully offset losses against winnings for income tax purposes, a move that may increase taxable income for some bettors, even if they break even over the year. That shift has already drawn attention from both industry stakeholders and tax advisors. Policy trade-offs and next steps. Congress faces a classic policy trade-off: higher federal revenues versus the risk of diverting activity to unregulated channels and disrupting state budgets. Any change would require lawmakers to weigh the distributional impacts of ad valorem versus fixed dollar approaches, consider enforced reporting and compliance mechanisms through the Internal Revenue Service, and decide whether revenue should be dedicated to treatment, enforcement, or general spending. For now, there is no consensus in Congress or at the Treasury. Further analysis from the Congressional Budget Office or the Department of the Treasury could influence the direction of any legislative proposals. Meanwhile, the industry continues to expand, and regulators, both state and federal levels, will face mounting pressure to reconcile rapid market growth with consumer protections and fiscal policy goals.